Are bison difficult to raise? David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Today's shoppers are increasingly seeking more information about the source of their food and the way it was produced. This is particularly true of bison customers. They tend to be discriminating shoppers with a strong interest in responsibly raised meat. Because they pay a premium price for bison meat, they expect and deserve to know how the animals were raised and finished. And every responsible bison rancher develops finishing protocols based upon their available land base, access to feedstocks, customer expectations, and a myriad of other factors. All of this sounds terrific, but I asked Jim Matheson, assistant director of the National Bison Association, if bison, being far less domesticated than cattle, were dangerous or difficult to handle.
In the big picture, no, they are not. And essentially, these animals were never domesticated. So technically, we are raising a wild animal because it takes so long to domesticate a species. Of course, we try to use those wild instincts to our advantage. They still calve on their own. We're not out there pulling calves. They fend for themselves. Predation is not an issue. Their metabolism slows way down in the wintertime. So handling them can be a little bit tricky. The good part, I suppose, is that we only handle them about once a year out west in your neck of the woods, and we're here in Colorado ourselves. So typically, you know, we'll round those animals up in the fall and do any weaning, any vaccinations that we have to, etc. But otherwise, they're out fending for themselves out in the pasture.
I love the part about predation, not a problem. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.